This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. It's worth pointing out the shocking similarities between Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, of course, arguably the most evil, malicious, vicious, criminal mastermind in the history of U.S. politics. I mean, Hillary Clinton, we now know, masterminded the entire Russia collusion hoax against Trump. She created it. This has come out because of the declassification of documents, thanks to Director of National Intelligence Ratcliffe. He's declassified documents that show that John Brennan, in his handwritten notes, had briefed Barack Obama that Hillary Clinton was creating the Russia collusion hoax to distract the nation from her own email scandal and to try to punish Trump and get him out of office, right? So this is all confirmed, smoking gun evidence. And then after Hillary created the Russia collusion hoax, she goes on the left-wing news stations for years, you know, during Trump's first term, and condemns Trump for working with the Russians. She said that with a straight face, even though she was the one who set it up. It was her conspiracy. She created it. And then she goes on the news and blames Trump for something that she arranged. That's how evil and two-faced Hillary Clinton is. And that, frankly, that doesn't even scratch the surface. In fact, if you wonder, why hasn't Hillary Clinton been indicted for the international corruption, money laundering, fraud, the Haiti fundraising fiasco, all the bribery, kickbacks, the Uranium One scandal, and her dealings with the Russians, as well as Ukraine and China and so on? How come she has never been arrested? Because she has dirt on everybody. When Bill Clinton was president, they mastered the method of acquiring files on all their political enemies. It was Bill Clinton who, in fact, demanded the FBI turn over all their files on prominent conservatives. And since then, Hillary Clinton has control of the NSA's files. And to some extent, Barack Obama did as well during his administration, which is why they were able to threaten Justice Roberts and pressure him to make a decision in favor of Obamacare, because Roberts was being threatened because of all the dirt they had on him and his family members. This is how they operate. And Hillary Clinton is at the top of the pyramid of deep state dirty tricks. But Kamala Harris is trying to become another Hillary Clinton. Kamala is like a Hillary in training, but black. But not really culturally black, just skin color black, you know, Jamaican. She didn't grow up in an inner city. She's not a genuine black American. She didn't deal with, you know, all the struggles and challenges that low-income black families deal with. She's lived a life of privilege. Well, a life of privilege and sleeping with people such as Willie Brown to move ahead in the world. I guess she earned her position in California, earned it on her back, probably. So she definitely worked for it. But just as she's a political whore, she is also a whore against America. She will sell out to China. In fact, during the recent debate with Mike Pence, when Pence was starting to say something about China, the communist Chinese government blocked out what he was saying and faked like they had a technical difficulty. But then when he was done talking and it was time for Kamala to talk, then the signal came back on, because China loves Kamala Harris. Because just as Kamala sold out California to the powers that be there, she will sell out America to China. Kamala is a communist sympathizer. She is a liar. She is incredibly deceitful, dishonest, arrogant. And she has achieved almost everything in her career based on black supremacy and black privilege. Well, yeah, and working as a prostitute, a political prostitute, to get where she wanted to get, you know, flat on her back. That's who she is. And she will screw America just like she screwed Willie Brown to get what she wants. She will screw this country. She is an evil demon. Not quite as evil as Hillary Clinton, who is like a high-level satanic lieutenant in the hierarchy of hell. But Kamala Harris is pretty far up there. And if she gains power, which is what will happen if Biden wins the presidency, because Biden will be gone soon, you know, 25th Amendment, they'll take him out and they'll have Kamala in there. And Kamala will absolutely gut this country. She will destroy America. She will be the demon-possessed dark witch who will take this country down, shred it, and turn it over to communist China. And that's what Democrats believe in. That's what they seek to do. This is their goal. And so a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for the Kamala demon witch. It's a vote to destroy America. I know not everybody's thrilled about everything with Trump and his dealings with Big Pharma. But don't forget, he's also gone after Big Pharma's price fixing and price gouging. He's really hurt them hard in the pocketbook by allowing states, for example, to buy prescription drugs overseas and bypass the U.S. monopoly pricing. So Trump is doing the best he can, but he's in a rigged system. He's surrounded by deep state swamp creatures. Let's give Trump a second term, and let's definitely not allow the dark demon witch, Kamala Harris, to gain any power whatsoever. Send her back home to wherever she came from. Send her back to hell, where she belongs. Don't let her gain control over the United States, or we will lose this country. So vote for Trump, and you can read more at my website, trump.news. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless America. Follow my posts at brightown.social. That's the new alternative to Twitter and Facebook, brightown.social. My username there is @HealthRanger. Join up and you can post your own free speech comments as well. We've got over 10,000 users and growing daily. It's taking off. It's a great source for real-time breaking news and analysis on everything that's happening in the world. So check it out, brightown.social. Thank you for listening.